Welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. Today we have a sermon by Pastor Jennifer Davis Sensenig.
Last week, I celebrated a birthday. I've arrived. I'm halfway to 90. thank you. Since Pastor Jason tipped you off last week, I was surprised as birthday greetings arrived in my inbox, and many of you wished me a happy birthday throughout the week. Thank you so much. I was also surprised by the arrival of a card featuring Superman. Oh, Spider-Man. Clearly, this card was a surprise for me because I'm not a superhero aficionado. Superman, smart, talented, amazing. Is there no limit to your superpowers? Have an epic birthday. And a personal note from my brother. The card arrived with a package which contained another character, one with which I was much more familiar, Lillian Hoban's Francis the Badger. And it was a large illustration and a series of songs that Francis sang at mealtimes to her eggs on her plate. The children's book, Bread and Jam for Francis, was much beloved in our childhood home. And this present. This one brought some chuckles and the other brought some tears. A lot of shared memories, experiences, and relationships were brought to mind with that gift. Now, all of this may be a little too personal and too small to share on a Sunday when we celebrate the arrival of the Holy Spirit. God's gift to the church, promised by Jesus, is truly epic. Far surpassing any individual surprises or personal birthdays. Our scriptures this morning provide three perspectives on the Holy Spirit. Luke, who wrote a gospel and a second volume, Acts, describes the dramatic arrival of the Holy Spirit among believers. That's the story we heard in children's time. Chapter 2 of Acts is loud and fiery with a flood of diversity. In John's gospel, Jesus describes how the Holy Spirit will function in the community of believers as paraclete, a Greek word that means advocate or comforter. And our third scripture reading was from a letter to the church in Rome. And here, the Holy Spirit confirms our adoption into a new family of faith. It is the Spirit who's crying out in us and in others and even in creation for full reconciliation with God the Creator, the one called Abba. You probably heard Abba in all these different languages. It's a good practice to notice in the Bible what Jesus says, and so let's begin with the Gospel of John and what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. Jesus speaks of the Spirit after he washes the feet of his disciples, even his disciples who would deny and betray him. To these undeserving and sinful friends, Jesus says, "My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." In response to their questions about his departure, Jesus promises that God will send them the Paraclete. This Paraclete is not usually well received by the world, but believers can welcome this heavenly guest, the Holy Spirit, without fear. Paraclete is a judicial term. It comes from a courtroom setting. In our American legal system, maybe a public defender would be a good analogy for a paraclete, but I think even better is something called court-appointed special advocates. Court-appointed special advocates for children aren't legal experts, but they are standing for the well-being of children who don't have a parent who can support them in their time of great need. Even though there are many things that are broken about our judicial system, there is some wisdom in recognizing that institutions cannot offer the person-specific information and perspective that is needed for vulnerable children whose futures will greatly be affected by a courtroom decision. Perhaps that gives you kind of a picture of how the Holy Spirit as Paraclete stands with us and stands up for us when we are most vulnerable. Now, some versions of the Bible translate Paraclete as comforter, and this is a very good translation. When Jesus promised the arrival of the Paraclete, his community was in distress. The disciples were about to deny and betray their Lord. Jesus was saying that he would leave, that he would give up his very life. If ever there was a need for divine comfort, this was it. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, and so many of us need comfort because of what we've suffered and whom we've lost. Broken by our own sins and by the sins of others, we need comfort. If we are lonely because of death or divorce or an illness or another kind of loss, we need God's comfort. And this passage is so reassuring. There is a bit of a risk, though, if we only name the Holy Spirit as comforter. When people like me, who have a lot of social and economic privileges, who are easily lured by a culture of personal comfort, learn about the Holy Spirit as someone who will comfort us, it sounds like the Spirit is just going to be one more advantage that cushions and protects me in a privileged class. Friends, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, is not our personal cheerleader who will support us no matter what. The Paraclete is also an advocate of the kingdom of God. At times, this means comforting the afflicted, but also afflicting the comfortable, as the saying goes. Jesus said that the advocate would dwell among believers and teach us everything. Did you hear that? Everything? And remind us of what Jesus himself said and taught. For followers of Jesus, every aspect of life's curriculum, every aspect includes instruction from the advocate, who's not merely that personal cheerleader, but champion of Jesus' teaching and even advocating about things which Jesus never spoke of directly. So we can expect that the Holy Spirit, as advocate of the kingdom, will be turning our hearts and minds regularly to the life and teaching, death and resurrection of Jesus to address things in our lives. The Holy Spirit will also have a word for us about how we use social media, how we steward our health and finances as we age, how we share the gospel in 21st century cultures, how we nurture and educate children and young adults, how we resist American materialism, how to respond to global climate change, and apparently everything else that Jesus didn't directly address. So the Holy Spirit stirs about in the messy topics of life as an advocate of the kingdom of God, and this is good news for us. The Holy Spirit advocates for the message and the work of Jesus among us, and as we welcome this heavenly guest, we discover that we belong to this trinity of love that will not let us go. In the Gospel of John, Jesus' promise to send the Paraclete is a response to Philip. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." It seems to me that Philip wanted all the goods at once. instant enlightenment, full knowledge of God, show us the Father, mission accomplished. He wanted complete satisfaction. But according to Jesus, God sends the Paraclete to comfort and advocate in the midst of life, while God's mission is still underway, while the kingdom is still unfolding, while there are still needs to be addressed in a broken world. The Holy Spirit's arrival is not the end of the church, but the beginning. It's the birth. Today, Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate that the Holy Spirit came with power on first century believers, consider how the Holy Spirit is working with our lives. Jesus said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything." Well, apparently the Holy Spirit doesn't teach us everything all at once. Aren't we still on a journey? But the Holy Spirit is active in our lives today, advocating for the kingdom. What is the Holy Spirit trying to teach you? What might you be learning if you paid more attention to the Holy Spirit? And if the Holy Spirit is advocating for kingdom values to be expressed in our lives, what is the Spirit trying to say to our church? As many of you know, CMC has undertaken a vision process this year. Reviewing some of the data that you're generating, I spent some time wondering where the Holy Spirit was stirring in all of these comments and observations and visions and dreams. Among the core values that we named were love, faith, peace, with things like community relationships and service mentioned most often. Well, this is not surprising for a church that teaches Christ-centered peace theology and calls itself Community Mennonite Church. Among our dreams sent up by way of helium balloon a few Sundays ago, being welcoming to all was by far the most often mentioned dream. A primary vision for us is to be a church where everyone is welcome. We want to accept everyone, practice hospitality. We want to grow in diversity. And we named that diversity in terms of welcoming folks who have different political ideologies. We have vision of welcoming folks who are homeless or refugees, persons with mental illness, and persons who have suffered abuse. We named vision for welcoming people from other countries. Welcoming children, welcoming those who are marginalized, welcoming introverts, welcoming farmers. And I'm sure that just begins the ways in which we could describe a diverse community and a longed-for vision. Reading the CMC visions for welcoming all reminds us of that wave of diversity that accompanied the Holy Spirit's arrival in Jerusalem. So I'm encouraged by the work we've done together so far in this vision process. It seems that the Holy Spirit is stirring among us, reminding us of Jesus' teaching. And I expect by next month, the vision sponsors will have organized and synthesized a bit more of what we're hearing so that we can share it with the whole congregation. I also expect, though, that we'll have to go deeper. Some of our visions were specific, but most were still very general. We are asking our commission chairs and pastoral team members to begin developing a range of possible CMC initiatives that correspond to the visions we've begun to describe. And, you know, if my experience is an appropriate perspective, I expect that there will be some tensions among the various initiatives that we might imagine. And in the next stages of our congregational work, we'll have even more reason to rely on the work of the Holy Spirit among us. The Holy Spirit is the wisdom and power of God, especially for those times when a community experiences tension. Some of us are kind of like Philip, and we want all the goods at once, full knowledge, mission accomplished, a sense of satisfaction. But you know, I think the Holy Spirit works with us along the way, and we might not learn everything at once. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit, who will clarify God's direction for the church in our specific circumstances and at this particular time and place. The hymn we sang this morning, "Joys Are Flowing Like a River," refers to the Holy Spirit as a heavenly guest. Perhaps in our desire to be welcoming to the diversity of all God's people in our community, we can also welcome the one who comes as heavenly guest, the Holy Spirit who will comfort us and confront us, advocating for the kingdom of God so that we as a church become a sign of Christ in the world. The Spirit can handle a church teeming with diverse visions and ideas. Celebrating Pentecost, the birthday of the church, let's welcome our heavenly guest, our comforter, our advocate, and be open to the surprising gifts we receive.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, "Jesus, I Believe You're Near," composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.